Swanson and Hugh Butler Reservoirs Land Conveyances Act would begin the process of transferring ownership of roughly 77 acres of land from the Bureau of Reclamation to the counties of Hitchcock and Frontier together. Importantly, this land does not include any water or power assets. I'm proud to represent the 3rd District of Nebraska, which is home to both reservoirs impacted by this legislation. Over the last few years, working closely with impacted stakeholders as well as Senator Deb Fischer, it is clear how important this transfer is to the local communities. The current management of the land supports local marinas, housing communities, and areas for local economic activity. However, should the Bureau of Reclamation maintain ownership, impending changes to land use policies would force the removal of these businesses and communities from the land. When the Bureau announced the planned management changes, it spawned extensive collaboration between the local communities, businesses, and housing owners. This collaboration generated outstanding support for a land transfer, which will allow for increased local control of the recreational areas. Further, this would provide long-term certainty for the businesses, which depend on revenue brought in by tourism. The locals who enjoy recreational activities at the reservoirs and the some 180 housing owners from 3 states. These owners and their families have spent generations creating these homes away from home. Tourism cultivated by current land use arrangements is vital for the local economies. Both counties are highly rural, with Frontier County covering over 700 square miles with just 2,600 residents. There are 3 restaurants in the entire county, one of which is the marina included in this transfer. The 110 leaseholders at Swanson Reservoir bring in approximately 500 people multiple times throughout the year who support other local businesses in the area as well. So to put this into perspective, small businesses throughout Frontier and Hitchcock counties estimate they would lose nearly $1.5 million in revenue if these leases are terminated. Additionally, the marinas facilitate community activities and drive economic development, which would not occur if not for the patronage generated from the broader communities. When the public and the federal government disagree on how land intended for public access should be used, the reasonable solution is to empower local control, which best suits the local community and visitors, especially considering all the discussion here this afternoon. Additionally, the transfer comes at no cost to the federal government, as the legislation ensures taxpayers are reimbursed at fair market value and public access is maintained. I thank the chair and ranking member for their work to move this bill forward, and certainly Senator Fischer for her partnership in the Senate. I urge passage of H.R. 8413 and yield back the balance of my time.